What's up, everybody? Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, episode 17. What is up, my dudes?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Boost KDV. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little nervous.
Me too. Hey, Craig, how are you doing?
A little nervous. I am doing right? Okay. I am doing okay. Yeah. So we're trying a new format tonight for a podcast. It's a little weird. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
It's almost like we're doing it for the first time.
Yeah. Broke Reaper.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. All right, you're here. And I'm just being cautiously optimistic.
You nervous
this too? Is going to work. Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Stu Gatto.
I mean, here? Come on, guys. It's got to be better than Skype, right?
Yeah. I mean,
maybe
that's what they keep telling me. So we're recording through Discord tonight. We're trying something a little new, going outside our comfort zone since, people make fun of me because I like to record the show through Skype and, a lot of people use Discord.
And I mean, have we really had any problems really with Skype?
Yeah, we've had problems.
Couple.
I mean, a couple times, but
yeah.
Well, whatever. Maybe, let's try this shit out.
How about we do this? How about we do this? Because I don't get to see you guys. I like seeing you guys. You may not like seeing me. I mean, that's on you, right? But I enjoy, you know, looking in Stu's basement. I enjoy looking at Baroque's, you know, playroom there with all his pops and his things and his, you know, his Autobots t-shirt. I enjoy looking at Boost Luscious beard.
I understand that.
And this is weird because we can't see each other. We're just talking and there's a robot recording the call.
Yeah, you know, it does kind of make it
less personal.
I don't know. It's weird.
It's a little less, it's a little less personal. Yeah. So, I mean, we could try it tonight. How about, because like the whole idea, right, is, well, at least on my end is what I'm thinking, that it's easier for to have a guest in here. And then because everybody uses Discord, but to get people on Skype is a fucking pain in the dick. Maybe we just use Skype when we do shows for us. And then we do this when we want to have a guest on to make it easy.
I mean, and also if there's people out there that do use Discord, is there a way to make a video channel chat? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
It's Canuck, a mystery.
Canuck, what do you think?
I have a really tiny penis.
Okay. Well,
whoa.
Hey, dude,
that's not what Canuck. We asked. That's rude.
That's yeah. That's a little.
I don't care what size your penis is.
I don't know what kind of show you guys do.
I don't. We're just talking about recording the call, and then this guy goes out of his way.
Completely inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's only getting better as it grows.
Whoa, whoa.
Come on.
Nips, come on. It's a family show.
If you guys aren't going to take this seriously, then I don't even know what we're doing here.
I don't know. All right. Canuck, how do you feel about this? Let's try it one more time.
I have a really tiny penis that I want to turn sideways and jam directly up their fucking candy ass.
Whoa. This, you know what? I've had enough of this type of talk.
Oh my god, that is fantastic. We should have that guy more often.
Boys, how's it going? It's been like a week. It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a few.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't know if we've ever like taken a week off. Maybe once. What?
Maybe once what? I missed something.
I said, like, I don't know if we've ever really taken a week off. Maybe once.
I think
we have.
Maybe like two or three times. Because
yeah,
we did Christmas the the best of.
Oh, true. Yeah.
In the summer, and then we did a like an intro to DTP where it was all like the intros.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good show too.
Was a good show.
Yeah. Did we do intros?
I do remember that.
of work.
What's that?
That was a lot of work, a lot of planning.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like the show's gotten a lot lazier. I take full responsibility for that.
Okay, we're getting older, you know?
We are getting older. You know, it's a little bit more leisure now. It's a little bit more conversational. Which I guess is another, you know, way of saying it's lazy on my part.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Still what sounds new.
Brooke, how's the baby doing, buddy?
She's still a baby. She sleeps on her schedule, not ours. And, my wife doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night for it. So we're all good.
Ah, nice.
That is as good as you could hope for, I suppose. Congratulations, my friend.
Oh, you're back at work. I'll wake up for the baby.
Yeah, that's actually what it was. It was more like, oh, he has to wake up and be at work. Not that anyone at my job would actually, like, you know, make fun of me for, like, sleeping at my desk, but I, you know, it's just that thing of, like, she's trying hard, and the baby, for the most part, isn't too bad, but
yeah,
every now and then, like 3 a.m., I'm awake. It's like, all right, good times.
Yeah. Oh, I bet she's very sweet, though.
Most of the time.
From the stories you tell me about your workplace, I'm sure even if you took a nap, you'd be doing a better job than the rest of your,
better job. Yeah, exactly.
The rest of your team.
Yeah, there's one guy who, like, I'd probably still put out more work in my sleep than him.
You could get employee of the year and still take naps sleep every single day.
Yeah.
True story. I do have a pillow at my work. So I've told my wife, I'm like, if it's been a really bad night, I might just take that pillow and just go to sleep under my desk.
How big is your desk? Could you do like a George Costanza?
I have, yeah. Like,
how great was that, by the way? You had like a shelf with the mug of coffee
in there. Well, that'd be like the hospital, you know, the room that we got to stay in. The bed was between two walls for me, and it was like about 6'2.5", and I'm 6'3", so, you know, it was not the world's sideways. Best night of sleep.
just enough to piss you off.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Like, you know, because in the middle of the night, you like to stretch every now and then. Yeah, there was no stretching. But I have a cubicle, and it's like an L desk, and I could probably sleep under it, not looking too awkward.
Mm-hmm.
People would probably wonder where I am. Like, where is he?
Simply been like some
a,
late.
Draw like a shade or a curtain or something like that.
It's only got three walls. There's the other one's open to somebody else, but, you know.
Yeah.
I could still sleep in a part where, you know, you'd have to look for me to find me.
Sue, how's your wife doing?
Poor girl.
All man. Right.
Poor
moving girl. On.
Poor girl. She's every day she's retching, you know, it's like, it's so tough to see, but we're almost there. Two more months, you know, getting there.
How's the basement coming?
The basement is coming. We got drywall up all over the place here. Like, I wish I could show you. If we were in a Skype call, I would walk around with my camera and show you everything.
You know what? You don't need to tease me like that. Okay.
But,
it feels awkward enough. It's, you know what? Honestly, this feels like I'm with somebody else. Like, I'm cheating on Skype right now.
No, I wasn't saying it for any of that reason. I just wanted to show off my basement.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really happy with how it's coming out so far, with how it's turning out.
The beautiful thing about
chat
with the video is you can see, like, when not to talk over people.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be a mad sprint to the finish here if we're going to finish everything on time and if the baby's going to come first. So.
I believe that the baby is going to let you finish the basement so you can get your whole setup going on there. I think it's going to happen, man.
I hope so, but I'm not, I don't know. I'm running out of time. We're running out of time real quick.
Yeah, I hear
it. I basically only have weekends to do stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise it falls on my wife. And like I already said, she's not, most of the time she's not doing so great. So it's tough.
I hear you, buddy.
Stu's going to get his gaming setup all set up, and then next day, here comes the baby, so he doesn't get to use it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. There's more important things than video games.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like sausages.
Yeah. Sausages.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Those look good.
You know what else is really good? Sex. Am I right, Boost?
Damn straight.
Sorry, guys.
One day. It'll come back, I'm sure. I have fond memories of it. I'm not really familiar with it at this moment, but I do remember it was fun.
I remember the concept of it.
Yeah, I think I know what to do.
Do you remember what it was
if with another, ever, if
when I it was ever with another person? Do.
Oh.
But you know what they say, there's always the butt.
Do you mean like he could stick a finger up his own
butt? They do say that. My wife doesn't say that.
Mine doesn't either.
Oh boy. Video games. I don't know. I couldn't really think of a segue.
Video games.
Video games.
I mean, I guess you can say a lot of games have been getting up the butt lately.
Yeah. I see everybody like trying demos and stuff. I mean, I am just like, I don't know. Congratulations to everybody. I'm glad everybody's super excited about all the video games that are out. I'm not feeling anything besides what I'm doing. I haven't had that much playtime. I brought my Xbox with me when I went away to Chicago and pretty much played one night. Two nights I tried to play with you guys and it was super laggy, and or at least I felt that way. But
tell internet.
Yeah.
No dice.
Yeah. Although like the first night, shit, what was that? Was it Monday night when I was out and I was out with my buddies and we went out to this place for this thing called Broasted Chicken. You ever heard of Broasted Chicken?
No.
No.
So apparently they like cook a chicken in like a pressure cooker and then they bread it and then bake it. And it's like it's fried, but it's roasted.
That sounds delicious.
And it was all you can eat. I had no idea. It was like the special of this place. And so it was like a lot of my coworkers there. And one of them who is his territory is out there is familiar with this place. And he was all about it. He's actually from Madison, which is where Nips lives. And he was telling us all about cheese and how there's like weekday cheese and weekend cheese. But he was all about Broasted Chicken. But when we were pulling back up to the hotel, I was like, I brought my Xbox with me. And they were like, what? So we all went back and tried to play games and it just wasn't happening.
They suck.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man. If somebody was telling me about weekday cheese and weekend cheese, I wouldn't be inviting them to play Xbox with me. I'd be like, all right, well, later, you fucking cheese weirdo. See ya, bud.
Nerd.
It's like a whole thing. It's like a whole thing out there. I don't know, man. It's.
I'm sure it is. Different. You know, they gotta do something in Wisconsin, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like Wisconsin. Cheese. I mean, I could see, like, I mean, I guess, like, American cheese is, like, everyday cheese, and maybe, like, Gouda or, like, a port wine is, like, weekend cheese.
This is all fascinating stuff, fellas, but I thought we were talking about video games here.
Yeah. How are you guys? Are you still, like, super into Apex, or is that waning a little bit?
No, I really dig it. I really, really like that game. It's a lot of fun. And I feel like the more I play, the better I get. And it's fun.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm up to like 3 or 4 wins now. So, you know.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
We actually had our first podcast win.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't get to record last week, and we were playing Apex instead and got a podcast win.
Well, we could have recorded.
Three quarters. You
know, shout out to Ricky. Ricky St. Huggins. You did a
great job. Yeah, Ricky stepped up. Ricky stepped up.
Did a great job last week. So.
I'm glad I don't have to deal with Ricky.
But, he's a bit of a prima donna. Not going to lie.
I think it was actually that night, though, wasn't it, guys?
Oh, really?
While Ricky was doing some hosting duties.
I could have been. I don't remember.
If it wasn't that night, it was like the following. But we did We did rattle off a victory, and I'm pleased to say I did nothing that game, like less than nothing. I think I had no damage. so I'll take the win. It wasn't one of my better moments, but I've had much better games that we lost, so it all comes out in the wash.
I feel like I need to play it more. I mean, I don't want to force anything on myself, but I mean, I think it's fun, but I know, like, you know, I know people are like all about it, and I don't know. It's, hey, that's why there's strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, right?
That's it, man. There's so many good games out there right now, so play some shit. Like, I started my Game Pass subscription, because they have this promo 2 months for $2.
That's pretty damn good.
I downloaded a whole bunch of things. I only played a couple games with my daughter, some Disney crap that was on there, but I don't know. It's a pretty good time to be a gamer, you know, with Anthem coming out and Division 2 and Far Cry 5. Like, there's so many options for cool looking games.
Show.
I don't think I'm going to play any of them though, because I got a baby on the way. So Apex was free and I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, it's nice that there's something there like that that's free. And I know, Boost, were you playing like Titanfall 2 multiplayer? Is that what you were playing?
Yeah, I was playing it for a little while. It was fun. Surprisingly, you can still find matches pretty quickly.
Really?
It's mostly attrition now. Which
I wonder if it saw an uptick in population after Apex came out.
I think so, because
I imagine it did.
Yeah, I noticed even on Twitch it went from like the normal like 15 viewers to like 200-300. So there's definitely some people checking it out.
I might have to re-download that tonight.
But Apex has been killing it in Twitch viewership.
Yeah, they have.
Like, it's going crazy. What's
going on and stuff?
It's pretty cool. Regularly getting more eyeballs than Fortnite now.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Justin, you posted the picture of your kid. You came downstairs and your kid was playing it. You're like, what the heck?
Yeah, my five-year-old was playing it. And I was like, is he in a match? And then I realized that he was just in the tutorial after I sent that photo. So I kept trying to, like, help him. Like, here's what you got to slide. You got to do this. Yeah, and he was, yeah, I don't know. He'll play anything. He just loves being on and sitting next to me. Yeah.
It's definitely
he was digging it.
It's definitely, in my opinion, for me, it's probably the best BR that I've played. I've tried Blackout. I played like a match of PUBG and a few games of Fortnite. But I think Apex is probably the most unique in a sense. But it's still BR. I'm not really a BR guy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I liked Fortnite for a little bit, and I've actually played a little recently, like with Josh and Dylan, and we'll go in and play, like, I don't know, like squads, Rumble or whatever the hell it is, where, I mean, you could respawn, and, you know, it's just like, it's 50v50, but with respawns. So we play that, and I don't know, it's just not, I don't know, for me, it's just not clicking.
I would encourage you to try Apex because it's in the world of Titanfall. It's like Titanfall Lite, the movement.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a nice Call of Duty kind of movement, but like just a little bit nicer. The guns are familiar enough, but
yeah,
it's the hero element that really makes it different. Because everybody has a special ability. And they're all pretty useful in their own way. And the ping system is incredible. I think more games are going to start to incorporate shit like that.
I think that UI is probably one of the best in gaming right now.
Oh my God. And for a BR, definitely the best. I haven't won with randoms yet, but I've had two separate occasions where we've got the final two and I have not talked to anybody. I've just used the ping system when I play with randoms. It's amazing. So,
I like
blah,
it.
Blah, 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 on me.
Well, yeah, because you can do that. The ping system works really well, but also it's kind of a mix between Fortnite and like PUBG or Call of Duty, where it's like, okay, here's a gun, And all the attachments automatically tell you if you have it or if it's better. And it's real easy. Like the looting and switching stuff out is extremely fast.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And it's just like, oh, okay, purple's better. This, I mean, and it's really quick and easy. And it's A, it's familiar guns, but even if you're not really familiar with the guns, you find out within a few matches, oh, I like this gun. Just find that gun.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, this one gun is never around. It's like, oh, I just got to search a little more and I'll probably find that gun or at least one that I like similar to it.
I think another thing is that I've been trying to get all three of my Destiny characters to 650. My Warlock is almost there, but then my Hunter was like level, I don't know, like 26 or something like that and hadn't, you know, done Forsaken. So for the past like week or so, I've done that. And I think like I can't concentrate on one thing knowing that I have all this unfinished stuff. Like I feel like I'm wasting time playing that when I could be, you know, on Destiny trying to get my Hunter to where he is. And actually I opened up the Dreaming City today, got it to got him to 50. So that was kind of nice.
Farther
so
than I am with my Titan. That's hilarious. My Titan still hasn't played story mission.
I feel a little bit better. Oh, you know what's funny? No. Like, it's you got to muscle through those barons because it's like, oh god, I don't want to do this again, and I forget every time. Although I finally got my shit. What is it? The mind bender? The mind bender emblem. Because I tried it on my first two characters and fucked it up and it wouldn't let me go back. I was like, I really got to get it this time. But yeah, it's funny. Like, in making fun of the, you know, people that Blade Barrage. Actually, Blade Barrage is really fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. I get it.
I mean,
the thing with Destiny is that it's always going to be there, you know? And you're going to get this third character to 650, and then it's Season of the Drifter.
Well,
it's
going
up to 700 or something, right?
Yeah, and at least this gives me choices, because it's fun, like, playing Warlock. True. Like, oh, I missed playing Warlock. And then when I got on my Hunter, I was like, oh, I miss playing Hunter. Like, I miss doing that, you know? And I miss Golden Gun or, you know, whatever. Like,
me too, but, like, this is why they got to make shit account-wide.
Yeah, it does kind of suck because it's like, I'm not going to do Black Armory. I'm not going to do, I may open up the first armory, but I don't want to open up the second one. That was like fucking.
Yeah, see, for me, the forges, like after a day with the one character, I've opened, I think, the first forge with my Warlock. And it's like, you know what? It's just too much work to open up the forges for. Not a lot, like to me, it's just not a lot of reward. It was a good concept, but that really needed to be account wide. Like, once you unlock one, it needs to be account wide because the amount of steps you have to do are just stupid.
Well, here's the thing, that fourth forge, what's it called? I want to say the
Bela Lugosi.
The Bela Lugosi forge? No, the one in the EDZ.
Bergusa or something? Yeah, I don't even know. I've done it like once.
The Bergosia forge. You could do any frame there. So as soon as I unlock the first one, I'll just fucking take all the frames to the other one. Because the only reason why I would want to do the forges anyway is to get the armor. Because I already have all the guns that I want out of the forges. I don't need to do them anymore. But the armor is pretty cool looking. And yeah. So that's really the only reason I would want to do a forge. And that one's open to everybody. And you could do any frame there. So bingo, bingo, bongo.
So now that Black Armory is pretty much over, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys like, what's your honest opinion of like that
the that DLC?
That type of like content release. Like the trickle out. Like every couple weeks.
I don't play 3-4 hours a day every day, 2 hours a day every day. I don't play nearly that much, so I don't really know if it would make too much of a difference for me. Like, I don't know, man. After the last couple of weeks, I haven't really even booted up Destiny. I don't even.
Let's say,
I don't know.
Do you think it was worth it? Like, if that was like a DLC, was that worth? I guess it'd be like $10.
It'd be worth like $10.
So that's about what it would cost, I think.
Yeah. And I think that's about,
I'd say it would be $10 worth of $10-$15. And you know what? I would buy it. I would buy that.
How they're doing it now is actually pretty good, because it's not like, here's all it is, and everyone rushes through it and goes like, oh, what are we doing Destiny now? It's, you know, they kind of slowly released it. And even the hardcore players, if they've moved on, they still were in it for weeks at a time. And, you know, now it's just, there's a lot of other stuff to play at the moment.
And so, go ahead. Sorry, bro.
Is Destiny 2 the vanilla free to play?
No.
Is it free to play? No.
It should be.
Yeah.
Well, the only time it was free was that PC demo or that PC.
Yeah, but like week they had it free. What drove this is Apex Legends. And before that, even a game like Fortnite, where you see these things that are just released free. And I wonder if that's not Stu, a model that
it's not free. It's not free. As soon as, I mean, like, can you buy the, I mean, I don't know what the economy is like there.
Yeah,
yet,
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that they give you, it's a whole new pricing model that I think 20 years ago, you would have been laughed out of a room for suggesting something like this.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like, thriving.
You don't buy the content. They give you this game and say, here you go. And then all this extra shit that you can buy, or in Apex's case, there's going to be characters, and those characters are 100% of the new characters that they introduce are going to be really fucking good. They're always going to have better abilities than what the base characters available are. Mm-hmm. So people will buy that shit. I'm not saying that that's, you know, it is free though. The game, anybody can play it. Here it is. And I wonder if that's not the model moving forward. Like, you're still going to need these AAA games, and games cost a shitload to make. But like,
here is actually, this brings up something
Let me just finish my train of thought here, because Destiny 2 is how old now?
Almost 2 years old.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So like, and even a game like Overwatch, if they made just base Destiny 2 free on all consoles. If they made Overwatch free on all consoles right now, why not? Like, I don't know that they're going to be selling that many more copies that it wouldn't be in their best interest to give the game and just all that extra shit, let people buy it.
I think Overwatch, it's pretty cheap at this point, but I don't know if you could just give that one away just because that is. Everything else comes with it free with playing except for the loot boxes. So, I mean, you don't have to unlock when they do the new characters. Whereas Apex, you know, it came with two locked. There are two locked characters that you can just play and get enough points to unlock them.
That's what I did. I've unlocked one. I'm not buying the other one.
Well, you'll eventually be able to play and get the other one, too.
Do you have to buy the other one, or can you unlock them both?
You can unlock it.
You can unlock them both.
All right.
You just got to play a lot.
You get 600 of these points every level, and they cost
12,000.
Okay.
So 20-something levels, you get it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible. It's just you don't get it up front. But like I said, Overwatch, all the heroes are included, so I think...
What if they did something similar?
I mean,
that's a change to the game. I think that one, that what Overwatch is kind of the predecessor to all this. Where it was, what like, if you bought a cheap game and it just came with everything?
What if at Apex this is like a taste? This is like your first hit, and they have like all these other heroes, and then like, oh well, they're behind a paywall, or you know, or they're not, but then. You know, it's like the, you need X amount of coins to buy this, but you could buy the coins in the store and like,
yeah, that's how it is right now.
Hold on.
That's how it is.
Okay. I have no idea. So Agent H sent me, some stuff it basically was it top free to play games by revenue. He sent me these like last month, and I'm trying to get them to this every single show, but I keep missing
it. Perfect time.
Yeah, exactly. So top free to play games by revenue 2018. I think everybody would predict this. Fortnite at $2.4 billion.
Right. Is that for, sorry, for how long period? For the year?
This is for 2018.
Jesus Christ.
$2.4 billion. Dragon Fighter, Dungeon Fighter Online. It's an RPG. $1.5 billion.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's number two. League of Legends is number three. That's 1.4. Pokemon Go is number four at $1.3 billion.
What?
Crossfire. Crossfire! I have no idea what Crossfire is. It's a shooter. I mean, I'm guessing these are mobile games. $1.3 billion. Honor of Kings is a MOBA. This is number six, $1.3 billion. Fate and the Grand Order is $1.2 billion. Candy Crush Saga, $1.1 billion.
Still?
What the fuck is going on in this
world? My wife was the $0.1 billion. Monster Strike, $1 billion, and Clash Royale at $900 million. Now let's go to, this is the top PC and console games by revenue 2018.
Like, but these are like paid games.
Yes,
that you buy. Okay.
Yes, these are premium PC and console games.
Triple A's.
Yes. Number one, PUBG. At $1.02 billion.
Wow.
I guess you can stop right there.
So the number one is just barely higher than the number 10.
Like, and like, it's, and even like, you know, in the free to play, like Fortnite made $1 billion more than the second game. Here, let me just, I'll just go through the rest of these real quick. Two is FIFA at $790 million. Three, Grand Theft Auto, six-year-old game, like five or six-year-old game, right? $628 million. Black Ops 4, $612 million. Red Dead is number five at $516 million. Call of Duty World War II is number six at $506 million. FIFA 19 at $482 million. Monster Hunter World.
Wait, there's two FIFAs on this list?
Yeah, 18 and 19.
Oh, wow.
And the 19 probably came out in what, like September?
November, yeah.
September, yeah. November? Jesus. Huh. Number eight, Monster Hunter World, $467 million. Look for, in 2020, Monster Hunter World movie starring Milla Jovovich. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Siege. I was trying to think of what we used to call it.
A barbed wire simulator.
Barbed wire simulator. $440 million. And Overwatch at number 10. $429 million.
Jeez.
Crazy numbers.
Wow.
Crazy. Well, I think Overwatch proves the point. It's an old game. And it's also like the Fortnite. I think it's because, okay, the game is free. You don't have to put anything into it. But, oh, you want the battle pass? It's a $10 little investment. And kids can get their parents to spend $10 on a game real easy because it's not $60.
Oh, yeah. I'll give him $10 to get the battle pass, of course. But when I go to look at all, like, Dylan's skins, and it's like, shit, like, he has a lot. Now, I was adding them all up in my head. And I'm like, all these times, it's like, oh, I don't want, you know, can I just get this for my birthday? Or can I get, you know, like, you know, he gets birthday money from somebody or whatever, and it's just like, oh, I want to get V-Bucks for it. And I've stopped, like, you know, putting up a fuss, like, that's what you want, that's what you want, you know? Who am I to tell you? I wanted stupid shit. I spent money on Garbage Pail Kids cards, you know what I mean?
Right. So it's all digital, literal crap. I mean, it's not worth anything, but to them it is, but it's that whole concept of it's $5 here, $10 there, and most parents are like, whatever, that's not a big deal. Versus like when you go, hey, mom, can I get another $60 game or I need $25 for this DLC? Parents, I would, you know.
That's the thing. Like these days, you can rarely buy just a $60 game.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the full thing. Like you're going to, if you buy the $60 game, that's all you get. And then, yeah, you have to pay 40 more bucks for a season pass or 60 more bucks for a DLC pass. Like I mean, I've been saying it for years. I think games should just go to the free to play. Either there's two ways. You can buy the game for $60 and then all the DLC is free, or it's a free to play game and then you buy stuff along the way, like a Fortnite or Apex, whatever. I've been saying that for a long time, but
yeah, I mean, definitely the winds of change are blowing here. I mean, I don't think there's any way that, you know, the old AAA model is going to go away anytime soon, because there's always going to be first player games and all that. It's not going away, but
it has to be augmented. It's not right. Like right now, something's broken.
If you're a game studio and you're seeing these numbers, it's like something.
Yeah, I bet you're considering it really, really hard. Like, well, look at Siege. Siege was on that list of making money. And they changed up their entire model. And they went to like how Destiny's doing it now, where Siege is, you bought the game and you can still buy the base game, but you have to buy the season pass to be part of any of the new stuff.
But
and
guys,
that's all they do. And it's like $40 investment a year, but
with it Siege, keeps though,
the game fresh.
With Siege, though, you don't have to buy that pass. You can buy the base game and just play it, and eventually you'll get all the same stuff that a pass player can get. But it takes longer. So mm-hmm. like a pass player can get it longer. Either right away, or it's a lot faster to get. Where if you don't buy the pass, you can still get it, but it'll take you a lot longer. It's kind of like,
it's like this is just the way that things are going, man. Like something's not right, because what's the point if you're a developer to spend $300 million developing a AAA game that you might, if you end up as the top 10 grossing game of the year, you'll make money? Like that doesn't make any fucking economic sense. Why you wouldn't be chasing the carrot of the free, you know, like you can just, it seems like you can make so much more money by just taking that loss at the beginning.
I want to know how much money it costs to make a skin.
Not much.
How much money. Like,
even if I think that each individual skin, like if you put in the man hours,
yeah, like how much
people that are necessary, it'll cost a fair bit of money, but that's the same content that you can sell over and over and over and over and over and over.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying is like, there's that overhead is so low, because once you make the product, it's like, you don't have to keep it on shelves somewhere. It's just like some digital bullshit that you just put out there. It's like, and they
board all these, can always buy it.
Yeah. And they, you know, they save all these skins and they make some of them exclusive. So when they do put it out, like, if something's on the store and he's like, that hasn't been out in 8 months, I need that, and the back bling, and like the this and the that. And it's like, holy shit.
The back bling.
Yeah, the back bling, bro.
I think, too, I think it would alleviate a lot of the, oh, well, I paid $60 for this game, and I don't even get the whole thing. Let's say like a game like Destiny comes out, or let's say like Anthem comes out. And everyone has to buy it for $60, or if you have Origin Premium, whatever, you get it. But you know, that's $100 for the year. To say, like the way it is now, they pay for it, and then everyone's complaining about the load times are slow and the UI sucks and this and that. And what if the game was free? I doubt anybody would say anything about how the game is running. Like everyone would be playing it. Yeah.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You know, you have the other side of this. Like, you're like, oh, just put it out there free and take that loss. You also have to hope when you put these games out that are free, like Apex Legends, that's still a big gamble. You put all this money in developing it, and that game could have flopped. You know, yeah. It could have been, nobody would have loved it, and it's like, that's a lot of money to just throw out there for free and be like.
These are big name publishers, though. EA. They have money.
They're smart. They're Activision, smart, and they know
Activision
what they
has money. Like they can afford to throw out a BR game that costs maybe, let's say $5 million to make. I don't know. I mean, you know, they can make that gamble.
I don't think every game can support this model, though. But saying that, I'm just thinking of the kinds of games that. Like, I don't know that every type of game could really work as a free-to-play.
Now,
like, there's no reason to buy. There has to be a reason to buy the shit.
If you could have a Destiny BR game, no supers, and let's say like modified grenades and stuff like that. Like everybody kind of has the same thing. You know what I mean? Like that would be pretty fucking fun. It like depends. the movement though, like that's the thing. Like I mean, Apex feels okay, but I don't know. The movement isn't like.
So kind of do what they did with Apex and make it like a BR set in the world of Destiny. So you have familiar guns, but
you're not like,
maybe you're like a starting out guardian and you don't have all the super cool stuff. You're just, you know, pre-Crucible.
You could shoehorn a BR mode into a lot of kinds of games. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying more like
the free to play
monetizing. You have to monetize the free to play. And that's the difficult part. So, I mean, whatever the hell the secret sauce is for Fortnite with these different skins, I don't know that enough is like different skins is not enough to make your game make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, but you're also not 10 years old, Stu. I mean, my son sits down and he'll watch a 15-minute video just of like fucking Ali A or whoever that, you know, sure. I forget who's this Australian kid that he watches. He sits down there for 15 minutes and just watches this guy go through all his skins and all his back
bling. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's Fortnite's formula.
Yeah, you could wrap your guns and shit. Like, you know, I don't care about skins. I mean, it's fine.
Like, but something like Apex, it's going to be with the characters. You know, they're going to have to make the character that you buy because who gives a shit about the skins in Apex? I think
that I don't know. When you guys were into Overwatch, you guys were, you know, like those skins in there.
They always want the.
You know what I mean? Like,
you want your character that you made to be cool.
You got those out of like loot boxes. Yeah, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it. But
I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, like, you know,
is it enough to make people spend money? Like, maybe, like, if there was a free to play car game, is it enough to make people spend money just to buy a car? I think so. Like, there's certain ways that you can monetize it. I just don't know that it's something that's replicatable across all kinds of games.
Like, okay, take Forza Horizon.
What would you buy in
Forza Horizon free, where you play and unlock stuff, but to get new cars. You have to either buy them, and for those cars to get paint, like you can play and unlock cars. But to get new paint schemes that are really tricked out, you know, those you can either open by, you know, you win and spend whatever currency and get it in game, or you can buy it outright. I could see people doing that.
I mean, I bought tons of engrams through Silver. You know, I've spent money on that stuff before, so
a decent amount, I'd say. We're saying all this, and I think
what's that?
I said we're kind of talking about all this, and I think Xbox is kind of doing that for us. I think they're getting ready to do that with, especially with Game Pass, and with this new console they're making is going to be just a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just stream games instead of buying them. So like you pay like a monthly payment of $10 or whatever, and you can play whatever the hell you want.
Game Pass is kind of neat.
I think that's
it is pretty cool.
I think Xbox is kind of like the leader here.
They're taking the model and going like, why don't we just do that for the console? I could see that, and I think it's going to prove itself out fairly quickly.
There's a lot of cool shit on Game Pass.
A lot.
I mean, I don't play it up, but I download it for Josh. Like he likes it.
I guess that still requires the publishing company to say okay to that, you know, like I guess like Call of Duty won't be on Game Pass on day one, unless they work out a deal with Xbox, which maybe they will. Who knows?
Far Cry is I'm looking right now. Far Cry's $39.99. Is this the first like below $60 Far Cry game, or was the last one cheaper too?
No, I thought the last one was a full price game.
Yeah. That's kind of weird that they would drop it like $20.
No, well, I'm going to rewind a little bit. What you guys are talking about. Remember, you guys are talking about how you have your new characters on your, you know, like your hunter and your warlock.
Yeah,
and you wish it was account wide.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Well, that's what Anthem does. So Anthem,
yeah. How much would I pay? I didn't hear him.
No, I think Discord is cutting you off on some words.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Fully unless you're like going on and off of mute and it's just not catching in time.
I don't think so.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. So like if you unlock something on one, it's unlocked in the other javelins. Because you're upgrading the pilot, you're not upgrading the suit.
Thank you, for fuck's sakes. It's about time. Like I should be upgrading my guardian, not each individual one. If somebody wants to play only as one class, go for it. But
yeah,
make me multi-class and then the subclasses. You unlock all that other shit too.
Right.
Just let me do it once.
Yeah. Fuck. In Anthem, basically like what you said, Justin. You're leveling up your character, not the suit you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, let's say you just play as one suit and get all this cool loot for it, your other suits won't have that. Like you'll start at level one, but you can play anything you want. Like everything's unlocked. You know, so you can just play through the entire game with a new suit. It'll be weak and you'll probably die quickly, but you still unlock, play whatever you want with it.
Yeah, I was watching, low key watching Xanafan play the other day, and it looks really cool. I mean, the game looks super, super pretty. I think he's playing it on PC, and, but I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to wait until it drops a little bit in price before I go hitting it up.
I'm just playing the trial. I got the 10-hour trial on Origin on PC, and it's a beautiful game. It's definitely some issues like the there's a lot of people complaining about the load times are kind of long, but I've been having fun with it.
That's good.
I didn't play the demo or the beta, so I just went into it with an open mind and let's try it, see what happens.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad I didn't get to try the Division 2.
That was really good. I liked it.
Did you try the end game stuff, Kev?
No, I played a little bit of the PvP, and I played like most, probably all the low end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it convinced me to buy it.
Is it different, or does it feel? I mean, it looks pretty much the same to me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the behind the scenes stuff is a little different, like the way you level up, and the way you can like attach different items to your character is different.
Okay.
I wouldn't say
it looked like it was pretty much a similar game, but like a vastly improved version of it.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said.
But like with that too,
I'm gonna wait.
Is it worth $60? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm being really stingy right now. Because if I were to get a game, I would only be able to get one. And I feel like, Season of the Drifter is right around the corner. I'm excited for that. You know, we got Thorn coming back. I don't know. I have reinvigorated myself in Destiny, I guess. And I don't think I was ever really bored with it, to be honest. But it's nice that there's other things, like, you know, there's something just different enough, like Apex around the corner. And like I said, I think I just need to play that a little bit more to kind of get the feel for it. Cause I mean, I don't know. I think when we had played too, I was getting frustrated because I felt like I'm shooting this guy forever and nothing's happening. Like I'm not killing him, but as soon as he fires at me, I'm fucking dead. And I'm like,
what you need to do is the base guns that you get, that will happen. You will empty a full clip into somebody and they're still alive. So if you just have a base gun, you better be prepared to swap to your second weapon before you reload.
Yeah.
Because you can finish somebody off like that. Or you have to start looking for the magazine extenders. So depending what ammo your gun uses is the kind of extender that you need so that you get more bullets. And this way, when you get a fully kitted out gun, like by the time you reach the end, if you don't have good guns, you're fucked because the other teams definitely have good guns. And the only thing that makes them good is the attachments.
Yeah.
So if you, like, pretty much any gun can be good if you hold on to it and get the right attachments.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Mozambique, that thing sucks ass.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that, though, right? Don't even bother picking it up. It's a waste of a spot. But when you're at the beginning, yeah, you're going to empty a full clip into somebody, and you either got to swap to your backup or hope that that you can reload and get to them again.
All right.
Time to kill is pretty high.
I'll go in there with you guys.
What time is it here? It's 12 o'clock. I'm not doing it tonight.
Yeah. I'm working on my hunter.
Fucking guy.
Hey, Crackdown 3 is out. Anybody?
I downloaded it.
I haven't downloaded it yet.
Still never played a Crackdown.
Step up your boom. That's what it says right here on the store. I know the LD. LD's been playing it in Racer. Yeah, I've never played one.
The first one I really enjoyed. The second one,
I got the first one when they gave it out free.
I remember 8 years ago, when they first had out the trailer, I thought that looked pretty cool.
I was really looking forward to this game, and now I've downloaded it, and I just don't even... I'll launch it at some point, I guess, but I don't know. I don't think I'll be spending a lot of time there.
Let me hop on Twitter and get at Crackdown3Dads.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We've chatted it up about video games enough, guys. I got some questions here.
Okay.
Got some questions from the Discord. Let's see. All right. Well, Scumdeath hit his, whatever entered his mind, he just threw it right in there. Let's see. Here's one from Drafty. If you could go back and watch the greatest hockey games live from a single decade, which decade would you choose? Bro, he's asking you specifically. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. We're going to go with that one game with those two teams. Okay. The thing that happened that was really cool.
All right. All right, that works for me.
Boost, go ahead.
I would go with the 90s. 90s had some good hockey.
Yeah, 90s did have some good hockey. Legion of Doom here on the Flyers. So I'll go 90s too.
Right now, I get to watch Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and John Tavares night in, night out. And I really like that a lot. I mean, I saw the hockey in the 80s and the 90s. I don't want to go back and see it again. I like the new shit. I can't watch sports on PVR if it was
But he said if you could go back and watch the greatest hockey games, if you could go back. So if you could go back to last week, then for you, that's what it would be.
No. Yeah, that's it.
They've been playing really well lately. Yeah. He's going to go back to last
night. They lost their last game, but no. Last night was a couple nights ago, actually. It was probably the most boring game of their season, as a matter of fact. And
some people say it's the Super Bowl of their season.
It was better than that. That game sucked. No, yeah, I don't care right now.
Okay. Okay, Scumdeath. He says, hey, my dudes, if you were older than the necrotic, grumpy old bastards that we are now, what past gig would you have loved to have attended? Mine would have been Queen Live at Wembley 1986. I averagely enjoy the show. Okay. We averagely make the show.
I think that's being generous.
I averagely enjoy it. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate that.
I think. I don't know. All the music is too loud nowadays. I'm going to stay home, sit in a nice, comfortable chair, drink a tea.
Now, if I could go back, I would... What show would I like to have seen? I would like to have seen... I mean, I watched it on TV. But I would have liked to have been at Live Aid live.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
And at Wembley Stadium. And I say that because, he said, Queen Live in 86. We just watched Bohemian Rhapsody last weekend. Oh my gosh. That movie is so fucking good.
I want to watch that so bad.
You forget that Rami Malek is playing Freddie Mercury. You're just watching it and you're like, oh, Freddie Mercury. I mean... Not that he looks exactly like him. I mean, he looks very similar, but I don't know. You just get caught up in everything. It's just, it's such a fucking, fucking great movie. So I would say, yeah, Live Aid, but at Wembley, not at, because they also had, did it here in Philadelphia.
I don't know any specific concerts that I would want to go see. I mean, maybe like a, like a Woodstock or something, maybe back in the day.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be a good one too.
Woodstock 99.
Oh,
I burned down that fucking
the that airport. Tower.
What was it? No. The I don't know. They had a big fire there.
Was it Woodstock 90? Shit. What was the other one? 94. With all the mud people. I forget what the first one was.
There's and then good bands back then too.
Yeah, that was a good one. They just like started naming it Woodstock. I think it was 94. Let me check. Yes, it was. It was indeed 94. I remember watching that on TV with all like the mud people everywhere. There's a lot of bands on here that I have no idea who they are, but a lot of good bands. What about you, Baroque?
I'm not sure. I mean, Live Aid would be good. The original Woodstock would be good. I don't know. I really can't think of anyone that's like, oh, I wish I would have been there for. Unfortunately. Probably because I've never really gone to a lot of concerts. So. Don't know what I'm missing.
All right. All right. There's another one from Scum Death. He says, Mosh and Mac and me have been smashing Warframe together, and the Fortuna DLC was released for Switch, and the fucking main song gives me chills. It's like a massive Disney production catchy song. What's your most catchy game song? I love the show more than my family. Okay.
Hmm.
Wow, that's it. So does that mean he loves his family?
Averagely loves his family, I think, yeah.
Below averagely, if below he loves averagely, us more.
Yeah.
Good night, wife. I love you below averagely. What was the question again?
I don't know. What catchy game music song do you like?
The music when you're dropping down in Apex Legends, when you jump out of the jump ship. Doom, E1M1. At Hell's Gate, I think it's actually called.
But is that the Joe Satriani? No, Joe Satriani.
No. Joe Satriani was
Halo, right?
That was the Halo one, yeah. The Doom one is the, I don't know, it's just type in E1M1. I think it's called At the Gates of Hell or something like that.
We have it on our playlist.
Yeah. I know I've heard it before, yeah. Mine's Hope for the Future by Paul McCartney.
Hope for the future.
I was just listening to that today. I had to do that. Fucking Lost Sector.
You know what game had an awesome soundtrack?
What's that?
Lawbreakers.
Oh, really?
I'm not even kidding. It had a really good soundtrack.
Okay.
I didn't hear him at all. It cut out for me. Discord cut out for me. It will be a mystery for me now.
Fuck you, Discord. Fuck you, Craig. Fuck you, Discord.
Chat. What was the album? What was the soundtrack?
I am fit to be tied right now. Can hear boost.
Fuck. Skype. Yo, Skype. Come back.
Fuck everybody in their newfangled ways. You know why the old ways work? Because they're old and they're good. That's why.
So what was the soundtrack?
God damn it. All these youngsters. Sorry, Boost. Go ahead.
Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers, he says.
I still didn't hear him the second time.
He said Lawbreakers.
Okay, fine.
Fucking
chat sucks.
Discord. fucking thing sucks. Do it live.
I wonder if we need to up the bitrate for the channel.
Do we need to up the bitrate? I don't even know what the fuck that means.
They got pills for that now.
Fucking shit. I just want to record our podcast. What are you looking at, dog? Fucking dog. I got her a brand new bone. She barked at it and left it over here. She's so weird. Broke, what game? Right, my fucking head pops off. I can't Legend see you of guys. Zelda,
Ocarina of Time. There are just some songs in that just, you know, I could listen to forever.
Okay. Oh boy. Hear me now.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I really like. Ooh, that's a tough one. I do like Last of Us soundtrack is really good. The guy who it's like Gustavo something. It's like this composer. He's really good. I also liked some of the channels in GTA 5. Just driving around.
Yeah, all the Grand Theft Auto games.
Great music.
Great the Grand Theft Auto games, they've always been good about that because like they capture that period so well.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a nice curated selection.
And then you could go and like buy the CDs with, you know. It's usually not all of the songs, but some of them. I wonder if you could find
that's like
they're on Spotify.
Forza Horizon, those radio stations, those are really good radio stations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, bro, for sure. Okay, moving on. Next question. Get through these. We can get done this fucking Discord bullshit. Laz, question for the show. The TWAB says Trials of the Nine won't be back for several reasons. What went wrong with Trials in Destiny 2, and what would you do to improve it? If you think it needed improvement.
I think that's what went wrong with it. They tried to improve upon it when in reality, it was pretty much how everyone wanted it to be.
Yeah, it was fine the way it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, fucking like either version of Trials, to be honest. It was never my thing. But sometimes you try something, it doesn't work, and they didn't pivot back. They just pulled it, and they're reworking it. It's their fucking game. They can do what they want.
Too bad
if you built a service around, you know, if you built a channel around one specific thing, but.
Yeah, there are Twitch people that aren't really doing that well now because they, that's all they fucking did. And now they can't find their place. I know that we were talking about it the other day. And that kind of stinks, you know, it stinks that you build this up and then, you know, shit gets kind of taken away, you know, but, I don't know. I didn't really play like a ton of Trials in D2. I think there was one night where we got pretty close. I think we got to like 7 wins or something like that and couldn't close the deal. I know it was Rocker Boost. No, I'm talking about like D2. There was 4 people.
Oh, D2. Oh, yeah.
See, I think that's a D2. The reason it failed was they went to 4s and it just did not really work for the format.
Yeah.
And they had that stupid game mode, too. Like it,
Countdown? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking do. Yeah.
Just I mean, I.
Leave it the way it was.
I'm surprised they.
You know, it's kind of what you were joking about Discord. You know, the old ways are the old ways because they're fucking good. Maybe they missed that on Trials, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, that's why fucking Destiny 2, you know, sucked because they started changing shit around. I went back into D1 last week and played some PvP. Dude, it was so fucking good. I had my Plan C out. Forget what I was using for my primary. I was using my Quillam's Terminus. Actually, I'll tell you right now what the fuck I was using because I'm on DIM.
That's the thing. Like D1, they spent all, 3 years getting it to be in a really good place all around for PvP.
I was using my Genesis chain.
And then they switched over to D2, completely changed it. And it's like, this isn't nearly as good as it was after the 3 years.
It felt so good. I'm telling you. I went in and it didn't take me that long to get into just like a quick play match. and it felt really, really good. The movement felt a lot faster. Like I said, I was using my Genesis chain, Plan C, and Coulomb's Terminus with hammers, and I don't know. I thought it was fucking
fast. I remember that. That was the big thing. Like when we started playing D2, it's like this feels slower. Like
it feels so much slower.
And they bumped up the speed. They've bumped up the speed since. It still feels slow. You know
what? Let's fucking bump it up a couple more notches there, Charlie. Let's go.
Right on. Let's crank it up to 11.
I'm fucking right.
Yeah. I fucking put mustard on to eat the fucking shit.
Add sliding like Apex. I don't think I can play a game without sliding now.
That's sliding. You get used to that, don't you? It's just like, oh. Oh, there's
any,
a hill.
Any slight decline, slide all the time.
Just slide.
Yeah.
Slide, slide, slippity slide. There you go. All right. Thanks for the question, Les. We have one more question here. This is from Chris3711. Question for the show. What is your favorite 80s band? Also, is there an 80s or early 90s movie that you feel represented a good example of your time growing up as a child or teenager?
No, my life was not nearly as cool as like any of the movies that were out. So
it's a two-part question. Well, there was that time where I was trying to save my town, and me and my buddies found a treasure map behind, you know, we were just messing around in the attic, and my dad works for, you know, he works for like the town preservation society and stuff like that, you know, and we were messing around and we found a treasure map. And so we went, you know, and tried to find this treasure. I mean, it's no big deal. You know, we found a pirate ship and everything. Yeah. So I'd say like Goonies is probably be closest to mine.
Mm, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because once when I was about 12 years old, my parents, we were supposed to go somewhere for Christmas.
And, okay.
They forgot me at home. And
what?
As luck would have it, there were these robbers in my neighborhood that tried to steal from us and shit. So I,
holy shit.
Yeah. I kind of fucked them up. I think I killed a man, but, but this creepy old man from around the corner helped me, dispose of the body in a garbage bin full of salt.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So then yours is Uncle Buck. Got it. what about you, Boost?
I have no idea if you guys can hear me or if everyone's gonna cut out. I mean, I might just quit.
Boost is quitting the show over fucking Discord. God damn it!
But you know, I got upset, and I was wandering. You can hear me or you can't?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, I was upset.
Yeah,
and I was walking through the forest. I had my dog behind me, and I got lost in the forest.
You did?
I don't know where I was.
Whoa.
And then I came to these trees, and there was like a turkey on one. What? There was a pumpkin, a Christmas tree, and an Easter egg.
Turkey? Oh. Oh, okay.
And I think I know
where this is going.
I picked the Christmas tree, and I felt like I was, you know how you, the feeling when you're falling in a dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that feeling, and then I woke up, and I was like, what's this? There's magic in the air.
Wow.
I found Santa Claus, and I stole him, and I brought him back to my house.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then I became Santa Claus.
You became Santa Claus?
I took over, yeah.
Wow, dude. I didn't know any of this.
Oh.
I thought I knew all your stories from all you guys. This is really interesting stuff.
Oh, my real name is Jack, too.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. Well, cool. What movie is that? okay, Groundhog Day. Got it. Yes. Awesome. Broke.
Well, I remember this one time, like, I actually met the monster under the bed. It was crazy. Oh. And, you know, I found cool things, but he took me down to his underground world. And so I started playing pranks on, you know, all these, kid, like this boy beat me up.
Yeah.
You know, like I switched out his tuna fish sandwich and put like cat food in there.
Filled up classic with broke. Piss.
That is, I'm telling you.
The only bad part was, is, you know, card. I started turning into a monster, but, you know,
what?
To get away from that, I ended up like across the country, you know, coming out under some dude sleeping on the beach. That was a really awkward phone call home.
Oh, I bet. So you went across the country under the bed.
Yes.
Whoa. Dude, that's crazy. So summer school is your movie then.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Got it. That was a two-part question. What was the first part?
I have no idea what you're doing. I was kind of following Stu.
What's your favorite 80s band? Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Gosh. I can't pick just one. Chris, come on.
The 80s was so good.
What are you doing to me, man? Nirvana.
Yeah, I guess that's technically true, huh?
Yeah, that's not my answer, though.
It started in the 80s, yeah.
But they hit their stride in the 90s, so...
Okay.
I don't know.
I like Culture Club. I'll tumble for you. I'll tumble for you. Oh, man.
80s had a lot, because you had, like, Duran Duran.
The Cure.
Cure. Oh, that's a good one.
R.E.M.
Yeah.
Madness. How about The Clash?
Clash might have gotten started in the late 70s.
In the 70s, yeah. Got me on a technicality.
Like the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 70s.
The Pixies. How about that? They started in
the 80s. That's a good one.
There you go. I'll take that one. I'll take that one. Thank you very much.
Boom.
Booyah. By the way, my hunter is 6'11". 611 light.
No, I thought, damn, that's a tall hunter.
Yeah, he's really tall.
I'm level 9 in Anthem.
Sweet. Whatever that is.
I have no idea. Apparently the max is 30.
You want to hear something crazy? Well, it's not crazy, but we've been watching on Hulu. They have every season of Survivor, which is awesome. My wife and I, huge Survivor fans. So we started watching them from the beginning and we finished the first season. And we're almost done the second season. It's just so crazy. Like the original season came out in like 99 or 2000 or something like that. How shitty the fucking video quality is. And of course it's like square, you know, it's letterboxed on each side. So we're watching Survivor Outback right now. It got down to 5 people and they had the Survivor Internet Cafe. And so they had one of those old school IMAX. Remember the ones that you could like see through the back and they were like all different colors, like all these pastel plastic IMAX. And they were doing like a chat room with their families. Oh my gosh. It was so fucking crazy. I'm like, I don't know. I was like, oh, they're going to like video. Then I'm like, where's the video camera? Like, oh, that's right. You couldn't do video back then. It's crazy. So like what? 18 years ago? That's nuts. Crazy.
My wife and I have been backlogging Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
On the end, we're on episode 10 of season 4 right now.
Okay.
It's cool what you rewatching it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool what you already know. It's actually, it makes the show better. You're like, oh, yeah, that's why that guy's pissed off.
I watched on my plane ride back from Chicago the other day, I watched The Predator, which is the newest one.
And yeah.
It has,
how was it?
Theon Greyjoy is in it.
Oh, is okay. It?
Reek?
Yeah.
Reek.
Reek, yeah. How was it? I'm glad I watched it on a plane.
Gotcha.
I'll say that because I had asked my wife for us to rent it quite a few times because I love the Predator movies. I mean, if it's on cable, watch it, but I wouldn't spend any money on it.
Got it.
But But I bought Bohemian Rhapsody, and I'm glad that I did that because that movie was fucking great. Oh, I know what else I wanted to bring up real quick. I had brought up to you guys that Fyre Festival documentary I was watching.
Yes.
Dude, fucking millennials are so stupid. I was just watching this thing. I'm sorry. I know there's, you're not all stupid, but all the ones that went to this fucking thing were idiots. I just kept thinking like, I know it's a horrible person of me to think this, but I was just like, you all got exactly what you deserved by going to this island, by simply because Kylie Jenner said that she was going to be there. These people shut out tens of thousands of dollars to go there. They were basically manipulated by, you know, social media marketing with all these, you guys can't see me, but air quoting influencers.
Yes.
Which are basically these people who are just like, just, they're just vapid, like nothing there. Like they asked this guy, they're like, what do you mean by your brand? And he's like, you know, just like my positivity. And I'm like, oh my God, this fucking idiot's got like 2.4 million followers. It's just like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Anyway, if you haven't seen it out there, I watched the one on Hulu. And supposedly I think Rocker said he saw both of them. There's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu. The one on Netflix focuses more on this festival. So what happened is, in a nutshell, is that this guy, this con man, decided to put on this festival with Ja Rule. Automatically makes it super legit, right?
Because he's a top level musician right now.
Yeah. So him and Ja Rule decided to put on this festival. And basically, I mean, this guy was a con man from the start. He had all these other cons, right? And just kept building more and more. And there was like no way this festival was like ever going to fucking happen. It was like 7 days before they had like no tents put up, and he would need money to pay off certain things. So he would be like, oh, well, there's not going to be any cash here. So he would send an email out if you bought a ticket, like, you can't have any cash, so you're going to have these wristbands. I recommend that you put at least $300 a day and do an account for the wristbands. So the people would put in the money for the wristbands. So he would take that money and pay off something else. And it was just like, he just couldn't keep up with it. And by the time everybody got there, it was basically like FEMA tents with like no beds inside of them. None of the bands came. It's just crazy.
I remember I saw the thing. It was like, oh, gourmet lunch. And it was like basically a cheese sandwich.
Oh, yeah. It was like wheat Kraft bread.
Single cheese.
Yeah. It was wheat bread with Kraft single cheese, mustard, and like a dry salad. It's just fucking bananas. And I'm telling you, these people paid like some of them hundreds of thousands of dollars to stay in villas. Simply because like on social media, they saw pictures of like, you know, models riding jet skis, and it's just crazy.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that yet. Yeah.
Well, we've had a good run, humanity, but I think it's time we just give it up.
That's so, how I felt. I was like, I can't believe this.
I actually saw a story yesterday that dolphins, they will purposely poke puffer fish because it gets them high, and then they pass around the puffer fish.
Are you serious? So,
yeah. I swear to God. So I think that's just more proof between the dolphins getting high and the humans who are just dumb as shit that we're number two now on this crazy rock called Earth. So congratulations, dolphins. You win. Humans are done. It's over for us.
Yeah. All right. What do you say we do song of the week, fellas?
Let's.
All righty. Let me play this.
And now it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Hey, you know who else has? We have a Spotify playlist. We just established that. Thank you, Jelly. You can find it on Spotify. It's Distinguished Gentleman's playlist. But you know who else has a playlist? Potato Thumbs. Potato Thumbs Podcast.
They do. There's some.
I don't give
there's
a some shit.
Questionable.
Well, the reason why I'm saying
on that put some real shit on their show.
Where can we find Pete Head or Thumbs? You
find them on Podbean, Steve. but you were a guest on Potato Thumbs this week, weren't you, Stu?
I was.
How's their playlist doing? How was the how did that go?
Man, their playlist is like
Britney Spears.
It's like store brand chips. You know, they're okay in a pinch, but spend the extra 40 cents, get the good chips. You know, that's us. We're the good chips.
Yeah.
I think we're all good chips. I'm just saying.
I love those guys. It was a lot of fun, actually.
Being on their show. Were they talking trash?
Well, yeah, but only before and after recording. So you're not going to hear any of it. It was fucking great, though. Oh, my God. They ripped you, dude. Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
Fine. I don't give a shit.
You know, you think Nips is a nice guy. Holy cow. He is just mean. Wow.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off. It's only getting better as it grows.
Well, there you go.
That's tame, Nips. Like, oh my God. Yeah. That's like his PG-13 persona. You got to hear him off recording.
Telling you. Well, I love those guys. We're good, I guess. All right. Actually, speaking of Potato Thumbs, we actually are doing a Sexy Naked Discord challenge. Hey, get in our Discords. Get in there. Join it. You could win a t-shirt and some other stuff. And lose weight. Bonus. I think last I heard, like, we were winning. I don't know.
Last year.
All right. Okay, guys. What do you want to put on this playlist we got?
I can go first if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm going to go with Foster the People.
Sit now I me. Can't. If you were saying a song.
You really can't.
No,
I didn't Foster hear the People.
Foster the People.
Yes.
Okay.
It's cutting him out for us at different times.
It's so weird. I don't know
if you guys, realize that. It's really weird.
So sit weird. I apologize, audience.
To me.
Oh, that might, it might be on there.
Is it?
Let me see. I'll tell you. Oh, it's added. It's a great song. I had been meaning to add that on. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, Stewie G.
Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones.
All right. You have something against the Mazzy Star version?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not the original.
You ever heard
that one? Fuck that one. That's what I got against it.
I actually like the Mazzy Star version too.
Yeah. I'm sure it'd be nice, but that's not what I have pulled up in front of me. So
that was like a makeout song my senior year in high school. I would just kiss my hand. All right, Baroque, what about you, buddy?
I'm going to go with Dire Straits, Sultans of Swing.
Good call.
Came on the radio the other day, and it's like, this is an awesome song.
I am go with... this is a tough one. Yesterday, on our way back from our hockey game, we listened to the new Weezer Teal album. Man, so good. It's all cover songs. And I am going to go with No Scrubs.
What?
There's nothing like Weezer singing No Scrubs. Because Rivers Cuomo, he don't want no scrub. Scrub is the kind of guy that can't get
hanging out the him. Passenger side
of his best friend, right?
Yeah, I know the type. I know the type.
I'm telling you, it's a tale as old as time. All right. Let's wrap this up because I can't stand recording this way one more second. Honestly, I'm upset. You know what? I want to send out an apology to Baroque, Boost, and Stugazzo right now. I apologize for bringing this up. Making this happen.
I mean, I'm just gonna quit.
Apologize. It's too late. Oh.
It's too late. All right.
Well, you know, you gotta try something new every now and then.
Yeah,
we'll see how the audio quality is. If it's easier in post-production, you know, when we get to post, when we get to editing, we'll see if it's easier.
I think it's going to be about the same, but I still, like I said, I think it's better when we see each other and we could our reactions. And like Boost said, you know, like it helps not like stepping on each other's toes. I don't know. It just feels weird. I don't know. It feels like we put a condom over the show. That's what it feels like.
It's just, it's awkward. Know, yeah. This is not how we've done it. And we've done it the other way for so long that, you know.
You know what? I don't think Craig likes me. He's cutting off my audio.
Fuck you, I know. Craig. Fuck you, Craig. Fucking Craig. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us for this week. Thanks so much for listening. We love you. I know that somebody had asked me, somebody had hit me up in Discord to grab some audio that they thought would be a good clip. I didn't get a chance to do it, but I will get to it next week, I promise. Or the week after, because I don't know if we're going to be recording it. We might take a week off next week. I'm going to be away all weekend. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. But for now, we thank you so much for listening in this week. And you could find us at DGensPod on Twitter. You could find me at JCJesse1. Go to DadTalesPodcast.com. There you could find all the goodies for the Patreons, the Discords, the whole nine yards. And I think that's going to do it. Baroque Reaper, where can we find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
You can find him asleep underneath his desk.
Possibly.
All right. Boost, what about you, buddy?
I don't know if you can hear me. Boost, KDV, everywhere and anywhere, I guess. Except for Discord. Fuck you.
Boost. Boost, where can we find you? Hello. Hello. Okay. All right. Well, we'll hear from Boost next week, I guess. Stu Gatso, how about you,
buddy? When Boost was trying to tell that story about the movie, I was getting like every fourth word, and it made no goddamn sense at all.
I know, finally, I was like, oh man.
All I heard was story, I was walking through a forest and I was mad and I'm like, and oh, no, it's gonna be like Flight of the Navigator or Retalk. I'm like trying to like think of movies with that.
Flight of the Navigator. That's a good one. That's a good one. No, it was like I was walking through a forest backwards and there was a pumpkin, a rabbit, and I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Oh my gosh, that's too funny. Stu.
That's Stugazzo. STU_GATZO.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other, I guess.
Fuck you, Craig.
Fuck you.
Stay Craig. Fresh, cheese bags.
What happened to the music?
Craig's cutting off the music.
Fucking Discord. I don't know, man. I don't know.
This thing.
What the fuck is going on?
He whispers in my ear. This is my swamp. It's all ogre now.
Can we get Craig to leave? Craig, the fuck out of here.